Tuesday, May 23rd. The president was up at 4:30 this morning, went for a walk in the Kremlin, got back around 5:30 and went back to bed and slept till about 9, I guess. He then went to the first plenary session, which followed a general routine pattern. Everything was okay until Brezhnev said, we've got to set up a working group now to develop the plans and agenda for announcements and so forth. Who do you want to have represent you? The president, of course, said Dr. Kissinger. Brezhnev said, that's fine. Gromyko will handle it for us. At this point, Rogers, of course, went up the wall. After the meeting broke, Rogers came up to the Henry and said, you obviously engineer cooked up this deal, and was furious. He then went to the president and said he might as well go home. He later talked to Ziegler and said, if I'm not going to be in on writing the communique and doing these things, then I'm not going to go to NATO. In other words, he's stomping around with all kinds of threats. The president had me in at 1:30 right after the meeting with Henry. Said that he wanted me to talk to Rogers, make the point that the president just delegated Kissinger to develop a work schedule in the days of announcements of agreements, and that everything that happens this afternoon will be on this kind of thing. That's what Kissinger's meeting with Gromyko on, and there's nothing for Rogers to be upset about. And that's what Brezhnev said. He asked if we could get Gromyko to assign Kuznetsov or somebody else to do this. Henry didn't feel we could. He said that I should get Rogers to assign Hillenbrand to work with Kissinger on the communique and then have it come to Rogers after they've developed it. Then we agreed the only way I could get at this was to hit Rogers on a personal basis and tell him he just can't do this and throw the China communique back at him, that he tried to botch that up for no reason, because the things he raised were not of any importance. I'm not sure whether I'm going to be able to work anything out with Rogers. I didn't do anything following that meeting. The president went off to his afternoon session, which was a head-to-head with Brezhnev. Then we had the first signing ceremony, after which the president went right back to another session with Brezhnev, which lasted till 10 o'clock tonight. He had Henry and me in at 10 when he got back to his quarters, and he and Henry had dinner. I'd already eaten, but sat in at the dining room table with them while we reviewed the whole thing, primarily dwelling on the problem with Rogers and the president's great concern about how to handle it. We didn't come up with any answers still, and I'm not sure that there are any we can come up with. The dinner went on till about 12:30, at which we broke and went to bed. The problems of logistics and operations seem to be working out a little better. We got Ziegler into the plenary session, and we're getting our press a little better posted. They seem to be in pretty good spirits. The problem now is our own staff, who are being kept out of everything, but that's inevitable. End of May 23rd.